Welcome to the ninth session of the Practice of Direct Awakening. In the previous session, we experienced practice of direct awakening. With this practice, we learn to drop directly into our true self. We transcend our customary personal identity and go directly to the center of our being. Once again, close your eyes. Find a comfortable position and listen with focused attention to the short teaching that follows, returning your attention to listening whenever your mind wanders. The question may arise, can I live my daily life from the serenity of my authentic self? If so, how do I integrate this deeper self into daily life so it becomes the ground of my life? Here are some suggestions. It's important to undertake a daily formal practice of dropping into your authentic self, as practiced in these sessions. It is equally important to infuse that state of being into your daily life by practicing kindness and care towards others, seeing your work as service to others, practicing mindful listening, and dropping in for brief moments during the day. Let me mention these once again. Practicing kindness and care towards others, seeing your work as service to others, practicing mindful listening, observing your mental movements rather than being enmeshed in them, and dropping in for brief moments during the day. Regular journaling, contemplative time, reading, watching related videos, intermittent retreats, a supportive community, and spiritual mentoring will assist in bringing your entire life into an harmonious whole. Let me repeat these: regular journaling, contemplative time, reading, watching related videos, intermittent retreats, a supportive community, and spiritual mentoring will assist you in grounding your life in this deeper self. I've very briefly gone over these suggestions, but I suggest that you progressively integrate them into your daily life. They will allow your practice to become your life, and your life to become your practice. Now, continuing with your eyes closed, relax your mind and body. I will once again point you towards your true self, leaving silent periods for quiet presence. Notice that we begin by dropping directly into the self. However, if you need to use quieting techniques as we've practice in the past, please use them. But you may find it's possible now to direct your attention to directly dropping in. So that's what we will do, although remember you have the option of using the breathing techniques as well. So once again, drop all of your past history, all thoughts, feelings, mental images, perceptual patterns, ways of seeing the world, all these constricted and contracted elements of your personal self. Empty your mind of all of them. Similarly, drop all future thoughts, hopes, and fears, progressively emptying out your mind, wholly learned and stored. You can always pick it up later if you miss it. Let any residual mental activity arising from your ordinary mind dissipate on its own, like waves falling back into the sea or clouds passing in the sky. Look directly at your mind. What is it like when everything is emptied out? We can't really define it, but you can experience your mind when it's emptied out. Just rest in it. Empty, and we know it's aware, and it's here and it's now. Rest in who you are. Remember the supreme instruction, hold on to nothing. Let everything come and go. Remain right here, right now. Rest in the state of presence, beingness, isness, effortlessness, so simple, an awareness that's empty, an emptiness that's aware. Your usual I may seek to pull you back or discourage you with one kind of message or another. If your mind becomes too overactive, you can use your breathing tools and still rest again in the serenity of your unchanging self. Notice that your essential self, your true self, your natural self is by itself naturally still. That's its nature. So although mental activity may arise and dissipate in the space of natural stillness, it does not disturb the innate stillness of your natural self. Rest in your true self. Never try to characterize your true self. It is not a thing. It can not be known in the usual way. Just experience it and let it be. And you will know that real things can be there very real, even though they're not experienced by the senses. You are not a visitor to your true self. It is who you are. Now, for a moment, imagine yourself inside your own personal movie theater. Take a seat in the front row, looking at the blank screen in front of you. When you are still, play a video on the screen of you going about your usual daily routines, relationships, work, and so on. Watch the video from the serene space of your natural self. Watch it as a neutral observer, watching you in your normal daily activity. When completed, play it once again. When finished, let the screen go blank and rest quietly in presence. Now play another video watching yourself in the same daily routines, but now with your serene natural self as the underlying ground. Observe how you are. Watch with the neutrality, but watch how you go through all of your daily activities from the space of your true self. Watch how you are in your relationships, in your work, in your daily experience, using this true, authentic, natural space of openness as your ground. When completed, play it once again. Reflect on how these two experiences differ. Can you live your daily life from your true self? How does it differ from your ordinary self? Which do you want as your life? Now leave the imagined theater and return to your practice for a few more moments, remaining in presence and beingness, and you can reflect further on this later if you wish. Resting in your natural self. It's now time to end this session. In our final session, we will reveal the fruits of your natural self, the qualities of human flourishing, the pinnacle of human life. I will leave you now, but you can continue by yourself as long as you wish.